Joining me now is Terry Wickham from the Edmonton Folk Music Festival. Terry, thanks so much for coming down once again. We are a week out from this year's Edmonton Folk Music Festival, and we're on 46 years running. Is that correct?
That's correct.
We're a week away. How are you feeling about things?
We're looking good. You know, our tickets are pretty well sold out. We just have some 200 tickets or so left for Friday night. Other than that, we're clean, sold out. Weather forecast is good. I mean, it's a long-range forecast, so you never know. The site's going up. People are working hard. Everything's coming together.
And what's that like to see the site going up over there at Gallagher Park and just to see everything coming together finally once again this year?
It's exciting. It's a lot of work. That's what always strikes me, is how many people are down there putting their heart and soul and labor into all that work. So it's kind of inspiring.
And can you remind us what's going to be at this year's Folk Music Festival?
Well, we have 61 different artists. We have an indigenous area called Nicomowan. Artists from all genres, blues, Celtic, singer-songwriters, some country, lots of indigenous artists. Asanabi is opening up the main stage on Thursday. We've got Burnstick, Blue Moon Marquee, just all sorts of people. Yeah, it's really good talent.
And can you fill us in? You mentioned the indigenous area. Can you talk a little bit more in depth about that aspect of it?
Well, we have a woman called MJ Belcour, who's fairly well known in the community, and she programs it all for us. So there'll be elders and storytellers and some crafts being displayed and how they're done. We actually bought a teepee and a trapper's tent. It's an educational, fun thing. We're finding it's very popular with our audience. Kids really like it, for sure. So it's been there now for like 3 or 4 years, and we're continually trying to improve it, give it a good area. We're a little tight for space everywhere on site with the amount of people coming down. Yeah, it's a real highlight.
Terry, why do you think people love the Edmonton Folk Music Festival? I mean, this is running for 46 years now. What do you think makes Edmonton Folk Music Festival so beloved?
Well, I think it's about community. The spirit that the 2,800 volunteers bring to it, you know, bring a lot of love. I think everybody wants to be involved in something that's bigger than themselves, and this gives them that opportunity. We put the music first, so, you know, we've had many, you know, well-known people such as Joni Mitchell and Van Morrison and, you know, on and on, from Jackson Browne to Ry Cooder and everybody else. We're in it to make a living, not a killing. We haven't raised prices this year, for instance, when it certainly would be justified to do so. We're not for profit. It's affordable for families. You know, children are free, teenagers are half price, seniors get a good discount, 18 to 25-year-olds get a good discount. So there's no reason, you know, not to go. I mean, some people are working two jobs. We understand that. But I think it's got something for everyone. Got a great reputation. The sound is top class. The site itself is amazing. We've had people like Ben Harper and Brandy Carlisle say it's their favorite festival. So we've come a long way, and we've taken advantage of the natural amphitheater that is Gallagher Park, and that really helps with great sound.
Well, the Edmonton Folk Music Festival, of course, starting Thursday, August the 7th. Asanabi kicking off this year's festival. Cannot wait for that. Terry, thank you so much for this.
Thanks, Darrell. It's a pleasure to be here every time. Thank you.